Hey, what's up, everybody?
Welcome to the ATL Podcast Network.
Disclaimer.
Mo about nothing.
Damn,
show,
Mo.
This show ain't gonna get all.
Yeah, damn, Mo.
This show ain't gonna get all Terezi tonight, okay?
Oh, really?
I'm busting your chops, Mo. I'm sorry about you.
Now, let's start the show.
No, I'm thinking about that, though. Since I'm going out a lot, traveling food, that's what we're going to do.
Traveling food?
Travel and food.
No, well, you need to come up with a good name.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah, you need to figure it out.
Because we did the most this year.
Y'all did the most with the least.
Yeah. Someone said, man, you can't count three different countries on one cruise. You can't do that. Because I did Key West. Mm-hmm. Cozumel in Miami. I'm like, yeah, I can. I went to three different places.
But not countries. Hmm? You're not countries.
No, there's three different places I had.
You just did, too. You just did, too.
Marked off my
that's
list.
That's it, nigga. You can't do all that. Where have I been this year? I've only been to two countries.
Yeah, but you did it, though. And you took a family.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
I know, right?
Who kept the babies while you on the beach? Oh, you took the babies to the beach. Did you have any time like, oh, you did. Yeah, you
did.
Mm-hmm,
yeah. I did,
yeah.
That's what's up. Yeah, I know. All the sex in the morning, all the sex on the beach.
And the babies tied a long sheet around them and all the way out to the beach in case he got up.
Like him feeling, I think that was the most enjoyable time was like watching him play with sand for the first time.
Yeah, my boys do that.
Like he was doing this with his, he wasn't scared. He was doing like this with his fingers and his toes, and he tried to put it in his mouth and eat it. I was just like, yo, you chill.
Yeah.
Like
my boy freaked out. My oldest boy freaked out when his feet first hit the sand. He didn't know how to take it. Like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, when I put him in the waves, the ocean water, he freaked out because the sand, you know, once the ocean
sinks in,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, my oldest son, though, was about to get swept away in currents. He just thought he was anchored in. Like, he anchored himself. He sunk all the way down in that sand. And then this waves kept. I said, Nick, if you don't bring your ass up, because once that current sweeps you out, I can't get you.
Because you can swim, right?
I can swim, but who's fast enough for the current?
I mean...
Who's fast enough?
Were the lifeguards out, or is it too late in the season?
Yo, there were no lifeguards over there.
Oh, my God. That's like a hotel pool. Swim at your own risk.
It was like in the neighborhood. Like, the beach was literally... We walked up the street. Across the street, it was like a block or two blocks up. And it was just... As soon as you walked past the neighborhood, it was the end of the street.
What country?
Puerto Rico.
Okay. Puerto Rico.
We was just, bam, just.
Was everything back? The power back on? Everything mm-hmm. looks nice? Everything's yeah. good?
No, well, not everything was nice, but it looked like it was getting there.
Was the water warm?
Yeah. We still had hot water and shit.
Hmm?
We still had hot water and shit.
Was the water, the sea?
Oh, yeah.
The ocean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Water. I thought you was talking about hot water at the house.
Well, shit, they about to hit a hurricane, about to hit the Gulf.
Yo, the earthquake that hit Haiti?
Yeah.
I know they just...
That's crazy shit.
That's crazy. They just got... They keep getting shit.
My dad would be like, you know, the Lord coming back soon. You can tell with all the destruction on the earth.
Did you see...
Jesus
wait,
coming
did
back.
You see somebody that was giving Bible verses? Did you see that little thing about in California, that thing in the sky?
Uh-uh.
You didn't see it?
What thing in the sky? California.
No,
Tupac.
Party.
Tupac in the sky.
California. Party in the city.
Oh, that's Elon Musk, SpaceX. Lights up the sky. That was SpaceX.
Yeah, but nobody knew what it was.
Oh, for real?
So they were like, what the fuck?
They're right there.
Yeah, look at that. They were like, what the fuck? People had it on Instagram Live. They were like,
what was this weird light?
They were like, oh my God, what is it? And the way that it like flew off, like, could you imagine not knowing what that was?
Yeah, I wouldn't go to church though. Like I get to
could
get
you imagine
now?
Seeing that and being like, "Yo, what in the entire fuck?"
Yeah, I'd be like, "Wait a minute, this can't be Jesus."
Look at that,
because it's moving too slow. Jesus said he'd be here in the blink of an eye.
Like a thief in the night.
Like a thief in the night. This is a slow cat burglar in the night. What the hell going on around here?
Oh, shit. Oh my gosh, she looks like she needs
the launch of the final mission of the year for SpaceX. It is the 18th mission.
That motherfucker. Yeah.
This happened just moments ago right here in California.
Oh, that's a fire.
At Vandenberg Air Force Base.
Lord, it's a fire.
And it's something that people can actually see here in LA. We've actually been taking a lot of calls to the newsroom from people here in LA who've been seeing the smoke. We could see it from our Burbank camera.
Yeah, I was like, so nobody read.
My thing is, what type of person would call the news studio?
The news
to talk
studio.
About something.
A UFO.
They got to be at least 70 years old.
They're not. Go fast forward.
I don't understand this.
Another used Falcon 9 rocket for this flight. There's the Burbank cam shot. And this is the fourth flight for longtime customer Iridium. Both companies are under a contract to launch a total of 75 satellites to provide
75?
Communication services for regions all over the world. Again, that's the scene people are seeing here in L.A. from that.
Yeah, ain't got time.
You know,
75 satellites.
You know the movie? What's that movie Sandra Bullock was in? I saw that shit the other day.
Speed.
No. When she go to space and the shit be blowing up
all
and
with,
stuff.
With George Clooney.
Yes. When I tell you,
was it
I tried
space?
To leave 20 times and had to, I look up like, what the fuck I'm sitting on my bed for? I'm watching the shit. Like, you can't leave without watching that whole movie. I mean, that shit is just that good.
I cried. I cried on that one too.
Yeah, it was sad. But
didn't George Clooney die? He died.
Yeah, then he came back to when she was passing out, like came back and said, what the fuck you doing? You gotta get
but
home.
He died on purpose, right?
Yeah. He couldn't, you know, he had to go. He let it go so she wouldn't be pulled loose.
Yeah.
That's a hard decision.
I'm like,
I need us to talk while I'm dying. Can we go die together so we can talk together?
I think that's what happened, right? He did talk to her until he couldn't no more, right?
Yeah, yeah. But I need to look at you when I'm talking to you.
But nigga, like, for her to, like, where she landed, and that's the point that got me is, like, okay, where the fuck did she land?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think that's what happened, right? Because now that we don't know if she in, like, the Amazon, and she, like.
But she alive, though.
Yeah. So?
It's like a nigga who.
She about to die? Nigga, so she like, eaten by a cheetah.
Nigga do four tours in Afghanistan, come back and get hit by a car.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Exactly the thing that they didn't show what happens to her next, but she landed somewhere we don't know. It like Justin, where is she in another planet? She came back to Earth.
She's on Earth. They don't have a part two. She's okay.
This is not Interstellar.
This ain't a Stellar.
Because you know, Interstellar, they went to different planets and shit.
Yeah, I'm like, these niggas are unlucky as shit.
Now Interstellar, I cried on that too.
I was pissed off at that bitch who goddamn went on about her business to the next place.
Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, what Anne Hathaway? This nigga don't love you.
Talking about, he's there. I know it's love. It's bitch. He's dead.
And that motherfucker got them had the receipts. Hey, just so y'all know, these bitches go together. Why they trying to make decisions and shit? This bitch wants some dick. Can
but
some of y'all
it,
please
right?
fuck up? That nigga's like, I want y'all all to know.
I was
these
so mad because
fucking.
my favorite dude, like the dude, the first one that died because he died. He got swept away by that wave.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was my favorite. I liked him.
Them niggas standing at the goddamn mountains.
Talking about those not mountains. those are waves. Get back to the ship now. Nigga, you would have seen them rising and falling. They just thought they were fucking hell. Said they was mad.
I'm like, who the fucking meteorologist that sent y'all there? They couldn't see the goddamn waves and prepare y'all for this shit.
They was couldn't see them like going like, and coming and going.
Y'all
was
smart.
Fucking mountains. Look, I need to go watch that when I get home.
That shit was crazy.
It's 3 hours.
That shit is worth it though.
That movie, I cannot talk about Interstellar enough. Like, 2014, 4 years ago, and that movie, I still get the same reaction every time I watch it.
Yeah.
Don't leave me, Merv.
Merv! Merv, don't
oh,
leave me.
Oh, no, Merv. Merv.
Then the nigga give me back like, you know what? I gots to go. Like, nigga, if you don't go sit your ass down somewhere in this big ass spaceship, whatever the fuck we here, niggas playing baseball upside down and shit.
Yo, Matt Damon.
Oh, that nigga a bitch.
Matt Damon. But Matt Damon, he was just in, like, right before they did Interstellar or right after whatever, he was in that movie Martian.
Yeah.
He had made a movie again.
Yeah, but that's good. He was okay in that. But that other one, he's like, look, man,
I'm about to beat everybody up.
Yeah, I got, look, I don't want no pussy for real. Thank y'all for coming up here. That nigga, was a straight bitch.
He was asleep for how long? You don't know? Years.
Years.
It felt like it was hundreds.
Because that black dude, they went.
They went back. I said, damn.
This nigga had the worst job ever. They got stuck on the thing with like 20 years. How long he was on
there? No, it was like, I felt like they said like almost.
6 years passed. Was it 6 years?
I don't know, but they fucked the relativity. He was in space. They went down to that planet. It was only like 30 minutes or maybe an hour, and it ended up being something years. How many years passed on the planet in Interstellar?
I gotta Google that shit.
Interstellar on planet 3.3
hours equating to 23 years and some months. Ain't that some shit?
Interstellar on planet Miller did Cooper, Amelia, and Doyle in 343 approximately equating to 23 years. Damn.
These niggas down there for a whole child support.
That man was up there for 23 years.
That nigga child, he grew up. The nigga child was born. He had gray hair and a beard.
Could you imagine? He thought they were dead, probably.
Why didn't he leave after goddamn year five? I don't know.
He was up there like,
I was like, look here. Fuck this shit.
Can you imagine?
But you ain't got nothing to go back to because the planet was fucked up.
How long were they on that planet? Go down. How long was man on his planet? 1 hour equals to 7 years in Earth time. Cooper and his colleagues spent some time on the planet. Says they were waiting 23 years.
Which means they spent 3 hours on the planet.
And somebody said, highly doubt it. How did Romilly survive 23 years?
Where's that at?
Right there.
Uh-oh.
I just, 23, that relativity, like, that was what fucked me up in that whole movie. Like,
yeah, she was fucked up. What was Matt Damon's name?
I don't know.
He was Mr. Bitch. Mr.
I'm telling y'all, if y'all have not seen Interstellar, usually anything by Christopher Nolan and his brother, Jonathan, like, they're dope. Fucking shit. Like, The Dark Knight Rises. I don't know if they did Batman Begins or not, but I know they did The Dark Knight, The Dark Knight Rises, Inception, fucking Interstellar, and with some other movies. Like, they should be on point. They did Dunkirk. It always draws a reaction out of me. They create real movies. They did they fucking did Westworld too. Like the shit.
The Coen brothers, my other two favorite. Coen brothers and
Joel and Ethan.
Anything the Coen brothers write, I will watch. I don't care. I don't give a fuck. Oh, Brother, We're Out There is one of my favorite movies. You never seen that?
No.
Oh my God.
They got George Clooney in
it. George Clooney, yes. You never seen this movie?
I love George Clooney. Look at him.
Man.
He look like they
them play. Boys is not white. Them boys is not white. You never seen that before?
No.
You probably didn't know what it was.
No, I don't want to watch it though.
Oh, you about to?
Not right now. Okay. Can we cut this podcast off so I can watch it? Wait, and then Big Mouth, season two of Big Mouth is on too.
I know somebody was watching the other night and I'm like,
I love Big Mouth. Okay.
And Constanzaro. Anyway, I get so tired. Did you watch this?
What's the...
So, what happened was, they escaped off the farm. They were prisoners.
Mm-hmm.
They ran into this black guy, this black man, who knew how to play. He sold his soul to learn how to play the guitar. So, it's like a Odyssey. Odyssey. That's where it comes from. So, they teamed up, ended up the KKK, came after them. So, then they went and rescued the black man, and they were trying to, he lost his wife. He was trying to get back to his wife. So all this whole story is going on, and he go on stage, and he looked down, and his wife's sitting there. They went and recorded this song, and everybody looking for him. They recorded a song to get money, left the recording studio, went on all kind of adventures. The whole time, people listening to this song on the radio. And people like, who the fuck are all these boys? These are Soggy Bottom boys. That's what they call themselves. So now they showed up here, and they didn't know anything. They sneaking in there to try to meet the wife. And they up there, they finna sing this song. And all of a sudden, the crowd just go wild because everybody been looking for them, and they show up here to sing. So that's what that was.
Oh, so they didn't know that everybody
They didn't know everybody was looking for them. They didn't know they were stars until this shit here happened. Look at him. He looking like... He's like, what the fuck? He looking like, what the hell going on? That's his wife. So all of a sudden, let's fast forward a little bit. One of the guys, they went and rescued the black guy from the KKK. So the KKK boys come into the same meeting and see these boys up there. And the leader get all upset when he see them.
My favorite KKK scene is during Django.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Cut the holes.
Because it was all lopsided. Nobody okay. could see out the two holes.
Let's disagree.
Me and mine are out of here. Don't ask nothing for me and mine. Like, this was crazy. Oh, what the hell?
Holy moly, these boys are a hit. The Pappy, they's integrated.
They's integrated.
Mayonnaise integrated. You miscegenated. All you boys is miscegenated.
Miscegenated.
Oh, give me a microphone. Give me a microphone. These boys is not white. These boys is not white. Hell, they ain't even old timing. Look, I happen to know, ladies and gentlemen, that this band of miscreants here this very evening interfered with a lynch mob in the performance of its duties.
It's true. It's true.
See, I belong to a certain secret society. I don't believe I gotta mention its name. And these boys here, they trampled all over our venerated observances and rituals. Now, this here music is over. Alright? And I ain't know. Hey, I ain't listen to me. These boys desecrated a fiery cross.
You cold?
Yeah, just a little.
Your nipples hard? Why you look way down there?
Because I don't know where they are.
Look, you need to go. Why don't you go get a consultation? Oh, that's what you God. Need to do. Go
yeah,
get your consultation.
I think really to help my self-esteem.
But you got good self-esteem.
I do. I care about myself, but my breasts are just...
You're not 22 anymore.
So what? I've seen 65-year-old women that have better breasts than me.
Well, point them out.
I'll point them out. Shit.
I don't know about that.
Yes.
You talking about what's her name, mama? What's her name? Will Smith, Jada Pinkett mama? Yep, well, she got everything. You know, that mug. I don't know what she be doing. She sold her.
She
sold
vegan?
Her song to, sold to the devil. Huh?
She a vegan.
Her breath probably stink, though.
Huh?
Her breath probably stink, though.
Why?
Vegans' breath stink.
No, they no, it don't. Vegan's okay. breath don't be stinking.
Okay.
Probably because they eat a lot of broccoli. I was if I'm they eat a lot of broccoli,
you,
yeah.
A lot of time they do.
You know, broccoli is man-made.
It's all.
Tell you, and your gas from broccoli? Nigga. My God.
Everything about you.
Your butt stinks. Why do I know that about you?
Everything about you when you're vegetarian is going to have, because it's like it's nothing to dilute, you know. Look at cows. Cows smell like shit.
Because they eat corn.
They eat grass and corn.
They're
and
supposed to
and
eat grass. That's it. But they feed them corn and they're not supposed to eat corn. Did I tell you that they can eliminate about, look on and see how many strands of E. coli can be eliminated if they start feeding cows grass again? And stop giving them corn.
How many
strands of E. coli can be eliminated?
If cows ate wheat.
You spelled eliminate it wrong.
Did I? Eliminate it?
Simple change in cattle diets could cut E. coli infection.
That's just like that lady who invented the way cows are killed. They swaddle them. Have you heard about that?
Mm-mm. Are you talking about Temple Grandin?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know she's autistic.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, go ahead.
So she
I have
created
her book called Autistic Brain. Sorry.
Yeah, she created this the track that they mm-hmm. walk down and it swaddles them a little bit mm-hmm. so they'll calm before they get killed, mm-hmm. before they get that bolt in the head. And that makes the food, I mean, the meat not have the toxins released in it from being scared and freaked out. Mm-hmm. I thought that was interesting.
Swaddled.
Yes, swaddled. Like autistic people, they need to be swaddled, is what they say. Like,
yes, because my son needs to be swaddled.
Yeah.
A weighted blanket, everything.
Yeah, I almost bought me a weighted blanket for the wintertime.
It's actually kind of good, but he needs it.
Them motherfuckers expensive as shit. Are.
And he needs it. Like, he just needs to feel, like, comforted on sides all the time.
Because I think you'll sleep good as shit if a heavy-ass blanket on top of you.
Yo, I look at my son when he sleeps next to me sometimes, and I just be like, how do you sleep like that?
What do you do? He's like, yeah, I can't sleep. My throat would be dry as shit.
He'd be knocked the fuck out. And I'd just be like, how do you sleep like that? He's been sleeping like that since birth. Like, yo, he got good sleep. And I'm just like, I wish I could sleep like that. I miss not being able to sleep like that.
Because you got shit on your mind.
I always got some shit on my mind.
I understand people who can't. Like, I one post I hate, but I understand what folks be on Facebook. Like, who up? Anybody up?
And if
man,
I
can't
up,
sleep.
What's going on?
I'm so sleep.
Up?
What's going on, y'all? What's going on? Anybody want to talk?
You stupid.
I'm like, nigga, no. But I understand, like, your mind be so busy racing around thinking about, I got these bills to pay. I don't know how I'm going to do it.
Like,
you know,
what's next? What's
who
next?
I need to call? I mean, I hate to call this person because I asked them last month and blah, blah, blah. And yeah.
Yep.
How do you go about asking somebody to pay you back when they know they need to pay you back, but they doing other shit? What's your method of doing that?
I just ask them, do you have my money? They don't have no problem spending it. I mean, why should I have a problem asking them for it?
Okay.
Especially if
you
like,
reality, you real life mode tonight, huh? Like, I get it. Okay.
But I'm serious. Like, I've never... If I've intended for somebody, like one time I know I got into an argument with a girl and I used to give her money, like, and she got mad at me about something and was like, keep my name at your mouth or something. And I said, well, put my money in my hand and then let that be that. And then she was like, oh, like everything changed. Bitch, because she didn't have it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I don't have a problem because people have no problem spending it. They have no problem showing you that they can spend their money and yours too, and they don't have intentions on paying you back. That's different when you give them as a gift. When you know it's like, hey, I gave you some money and I need it back, I'm going to ask you for that.
Especially when you see, like, you'll see people sometimes.
And I see you when you buying shoes because you post this shit on the gram. You on videos doing this shit. Like, no.
I guess in their mind, they're like, you know what? I'll lose this much if I pay them back, so I won't have enough to do A, B, and C. It's just like,
bitch, it's not your money. You didn't have it before either. That's why I gave it to you.
When they get back on their feet, it's still a thing. Like,
yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, Damon Dash is still waiting for what's the name to pay his ass back them millions of dollars.
Who? Oh yeah, the guy who made the play. What's his name?
Not Tyler Perry.
The other one. I know you're talking about. He was looking all crazy. He was looking like why you brought this up in public.
Right. She's still waiting.
What's
on
his
him
name? The
back.
Old guy. The older
I don't
guy.
Know. I can't think of his name right now.
But he was looking sick. Like, damn, nigga, you brought this shit up for real? Like,
yes.
Didn't nobody supposed to know that?
Well, nigga, because you ain't pay my money and you over here making shows and shit.
Yeah.
And you ain't pay me my money. So I'm going to
have to do something.
Yes, because nigga. Where is my money? I'm
How long can you go without paying somebody back?
How long can I go without paying somebody back? It depends on who it is.
What does that mean? If I loaned you $700, and $700 is more than one, for some people, more than one paycheck. So you would have to lose a whole fucking paycheck just to pay me back. Like, yeah. $700. Like,
so I'll have to take, it'll probably take two pay periods because I would take it out of two checks.
So you would. Just to get rid of, just to get it done. Over.
Yeah, that's me though. Like, it depends on who it is. But if it's like my mama and my granny, like, I just got it on an IOU. I got to give them money when I got it.
I remember one time.
Because they continuously give me money or continuously help me out if I need some. So I always got to give something. Like, it's not necessarily, oh, I pay it back this. I always have, I don't know. My granny always taught me if I always owe her money, I'll never go broke.
Yeah, she let me borrow some money one time, a long time ago, whatever. And I was getting ready to pay her back. And she's like, look, we just filed for bankruptcy last week. You ain't got to worry about that. She got that shit off a card that she put in bankruptcy. I'm like, Okay, well, thanks. I appreciate that.
Damn. Yeah, thanks.
I should have got some more, goddamn. Right. If I knew y'all were going to file, gee, we could have ran that bitch up. Shit.
We just filed for bankruptcy.
Yeah, right. You ain't got to worry right. about that. That was on the card anyway. Don't worry about it. I'm like, well, shit. Thank you. But let me go waste shit. This $700 somewhere else.
Let me go file for bankruptcy.
Oh, shit.
How much does it cost to file for bankruptcy? $1,500?
No, it don't cost that much. A couple of hundred.
That's it.
But what happens is it depends on which one you file for. Mm. Like, you want the one that's going to wipe out everything?
No.
Because, I mean, that's one you probably should, because the other one's a payment plan. They just fucks you up. Because that's what happened. Like, I was from the file one time when I was going through my divorce. And then that motherfucker told me, all right, well, the payment plan is going to be $700 a month. Shit, I can do that shit myself. This means I got to pay $700 a month outside of everything else I'm doing and my credit fucked up. That's all right. I don't want to file. But it still kind of put a hit on your credit and shit, even though you didn't do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, $700, and then I got to pay rent, then I got to pay, no.
Yeah, I might as well wipe out the whole thing and start all over.
And then it's like $700 for like 4 years. Mm-mm. Like, that's a fucking car note. You know what I'm saying?
My mom filed for bankruptcy back in the day, and like, it was like instantly. She was already getting credit cards.
Exactly, but she got everything wiped out. Mm-hmm. If you file, am I eligible? Well, I make too much. They said, well, you make too much money, so you really can't have that level. You got to be like, you know, making a certain amount of money, and like, you can't have the ability to pay shit back for them to wipe it all out.
Well, shit. I mean,
yeah. I'm like, I wouldn't be filing if I could pay it.
that's what I'm saying. Like, nigga.
Like, they're not like, no, nigga, you can pay it. You just ain't trying to pay, is what they say. Like, you don't want to. No, I just want it all wiped out. Can you take all the credit cards away, please, sir? You don't even have that big of debt.
I have one credit card.
Oh, I got more than one.
I don't, and I'm trying to get rid of that one.
But I got zero balance on a bunch of them too.
Everybody's like, oh, credit cards. They help you build credit, and to me, it's just like, what the fuck is credit? Like. I can't worry about it.
The more you have available, not did you have credit cards and they all maxed out. And you get a secured credit card with a $200 limit and it's maxed out. I mean, that ain't helping you at all.
It's not, is it?
You got to have like a $50,000 limit and have like right. 10 grand on it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Something like that.
Right.
Like I plan on in 2019. I'm not paying cash for like groceries and shit like that. I use my credit card and then pay the credit card. Yeah. Yeah, and pay it off. That's what I'm doing in 2019. So I got to pick.
That's what my mom does.
Yeah, that way you'll never be like, oh my god,
I'm trying to get groceries. On my mom. My mom got an 820.
Yeah, but that I had an 815 before everything happened. That shit went down to a 5.
Yeah,
that thing went down to a 490. No, 510. And I'm like, I can't get shit. Da-da. Oh. You co-sign on this car for me?
Shit.
Had about $1,500 Honda Accord. That motherfucker was a trooper, though. Like, fuck it. Motherfuckers.
I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Until you get where you can get.
But folks be having bad credit and be making hella money.
I be not, because, you know, to be honest, a lot of people don't give a fuck about credit.
Yeah.
If they got the money to pay in cash, why?
Yeah, but you need, sometimes.
Do you?
Sometimes you need credit. Like a house. How you gonna get a house? So you're gonna pay $1,700-$1,800 a month and forever? Ever?
I know I'm gonna pay. But if you like do it without lenders, or you just don't get a house.
How you gonna do it without a lender? You got $200,000. No.
Some people do.
$400-$500 and just ready to go buy a house. And But that's a bad investment. That is a bad investment. If you pay cash for a house, like
$500,000. And you plan on raising your family, you plan on living there?
No, it doesn't happen like that.
What I'm going to do is get some land. Buy some land first.
God ain't making no more. You ain't no man if you ain't got no land.
Get some land first, then build your house on it. I did that. Instead of buying a lot.
I did that.
It didn't work?
No. It worked because you financed the house through the land,
right?
But you still got a mortgage. They'll build it for you.
Yeah, a bit. But does it cost as much to build it?
Yes, it does.
Does it?
You're not saving any money by buying the lot or land.
I think if you buy the lot and then
the lot be like $40,000,
and you get some build.
How much you think a lot costs?
Not a lot. Land.
How much you think land costs?
Depends.
Okay, give me
who you getting it from.
No, where are you getting it?
Yeah, where are you getting it?
Exactly.
Because if you're getting it in the neighborhood, it's going to be a lot, and you're getting it through the company.
Yes.
As opposed to going out and getting some acres.
How much you think, how much do you think an acre would cost?
I don't know, nigga.
About 2 acres.
But I'm saying, like, as opposed to buying a lot and then paying for the house and then doing this and doing that.
No, what happens is you buy a lot and they use your to finance.
Does it really cost, these days, do you think it really costs $400,000 to $500,000 to build a house?
No, it doesn't.
Mm-mm. How much do you think it costs? Like, truly, how much do you think it costs
to
build a house?
So, my house that I built on 2 acres of land, I paid $14,000 for 2 acres of land. Back 1990,
14 grand
96.
See, that's not bad.
That's in the country in Alabama. That's not in fucking Sandy Springs, Roswell, or anywhere.
Are you gonna find 2 acres of land to build a house on in Roswell?
You know, you gotta go all the way out to Dallas County.
That's fucking, what I'm saying. Like, you're not gonna find that shit anywhere.
Fucking Austell.
You got to buy a lot. And they don't even have that, probably.
Right. In my house, when we built it, it was $120,000+. That was it.
The same house you probably get in this area for what, $600,000?
Over a million. Over a million.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
But it depends on where you want it. You can go out past Stone Mountain, way out yonder somewhere, and buy 2 acres of land for probably about $40,000 or $30,000, something like that, and build you a palace. Yeah.
Yeah. And it wouldn't be $1 million.
And you'd be, no one would come visit you.
I don't think nobody cares. I mean, your family would come visit.
No, they won't.
Yes, they will.
I can count on one hand.
My family, your family lives here, right?
No, I'm saying they were there when I built it. I can count on one hand how many times people actually drove out in the country somewhere.
Well, they don't drive. My family live out of town, so they're going to come regardless. Because they drive all the way down to Atlanta, they're going to drive out to where I live.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just saying that it wouldn't make sense for them. I'm not coming to your house because, nigga, you already driving 6 hours. Like, you can drive out.
Yeah, but like folks that you hang around with. Could you imagine coming to a podcast about that. Way from out Dallas County? You know how long it takes you to get
nigga,
here?
Nigga, I wouldn't drive to Dallas County for you or this podcast. I would go right there in the comfort of my, you know what I would do? Put the blanket over my head.
There you go. Exactly. It's 5 o'clock. You just got off work. You got to go home before you come here. Well, damn, I see you by midnight. Anybody tell me, anytime somebody wants to say, hey, man, you finna come to? Yeah, man, I got to wait till traffic die down. Man, don't worry about it. Traffic die down mean your ass ain't coming.
Nuh-uh, because I be saying that and I still make it. Yeah, I'm not fine. Coming over here in between the hours of 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock. I'm not moving.
I mean, if you head this direction, whatever.
Not in between 4 and 7. No, sir. Mm-hmm. You know how long it'll take me to get here?
It won't take long because traffic flowing this way. Traffic is going the other direction when you're coming this way.
That too. They going both ways. Well, the exit like 30, 31.
You just need a helicopter. Yeah, I wonder. They need to have the trains going out those ways. Need to have the train going east to west.
Nigga, yes, I'm over it.
Why don't they do that? I mean, it stops.
Yeah, this podcast is supposed to be over.
Yeah, it is over.
It is.